Breaking the Barriers, Joe Monteleone, Artist Statement. I am a deafblind artist specialising in printmaking, soon to complete my Diploma of Visual Arts at the Council of Adult Education. My initial inspiration for studying printmaking was the work of M.C. Escher. Lino cutting specifically is a medium that connects me to my deafblind identity, involving a hands-on, tactile process and use of strong contrast between black and white, which is clearer to process with low vision. My deafblind identity is central to the work that I create, which is an avenue to both my expression of my inner emotional world and encourage the audience to interrogate their assumptions and see the world from my unique perspective. Among these assumptions is the limiting perspective that deafblind individuals are not capable. My work is a demonstration of what deafblind people are capable of when ableist attitudes and societal barriers are removed. I'm also excited and grateful to be showcasing my art in this exhibition, my first ever, through the support of the Thrive Arts Grant. I hope this exhibition inspires others within the deafblind, deaf, and disability communities in demonstrating what can be achieved with dedication, hard work, and the right support. I also hope it shows wider society the importance of investing in access to ensure equal participation and opportunity for people with disability. The Thrive Arts Grant opened up opportunities for me that previously I didn't have access to, and the ability to develop new skills and knowledge. This includes knowledge regarding budgeting with the support and mentorship of Arts Access Victoria, and everything entailed in organising such an exhibition, along with the wonderful support and mentorship from Gasworks. Importantly, the grant provided me full access in the process of making these artworks, while also ensuring the exhibition itself provides full access to a diverse audience to be able to attend and enjoy. I'm also appreciative of the fact that this grant encouraged me to explore a new subject matter, to challenge myself as an artist, develop new skills and techniques throughout the process. Over the course of several months, I have researched, visited and photographed all around South Melbourne, whilst also looking within to find and express a personal connection in my works. Along the way, the creative process of developing ideas were both exciting and challenging, with a surge of creative ideas as well as some self-doubt. Many initial ideas and images I discarded, brainstormed, and reworked in the endeavour to develop works that represented both the area as well as who I am as a person and an artist. Through this, I've developed a deeper understanding of the area and myself. Significantly, of the areas and landmarks I eventually selected, many of those are those images that evoked childhood memories of my family and culture. Creating lino cuttings with a depth of detail and complexity of these landmarks was a new daunting challenge. Thankfully, this inspired me to create new avenues in order to bring my ideas into fruition, including developing digital editing skills and having my lino tiles professionally screen printed, which I'm excited to continue to use my practice moving forwards. I'll also carry on with me a new confidence. Looking at these images, I initially felt unsure about how to approach carving them and did actually question whether or not I was capable. I sat in front of the printed tiles for hours at a time, thinking through which techniques to use to best capture the depth, contrast, shade, texture, and all the other details. Once I began, I was immersed in the work, often spending up to 70 to 80 hours on each piece. This was the most ambitious undertaking I'd ever completed as an artist, and what I have created inspires me to continue pushing myself to explore new creative opportunities. The theme of the series is a journey throughout South Melbourne, through my eyes. The grant provided an opportunity to explore, celebrate, and showcase this area through my unique perspective. All the artworks are images taken from multiple visits to the area, displaying iconic landmarks in a new light through my deafblind visual frame.